You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dr. Jodie Rowley is the curator of amphibian and reptile conservation at the Australian Museum. To save everyone a technical mouthful, she refers to herself as the frog biologist. Dr. Rowley is also currently the chief scientist on the Frog ID Project, part of the first ever National Frog ID Week. To tell us more, she joins us on the program today. Just starting off, what is Frog ID Week?
Frog ID Week is the first national sort of frog count. So like we have the annual bird counts, this is an attempt to get everyone out there and finding out how our frogs are doing. So it's all based around a free app for your smartphone called Frog ID, and you download that, and it has a big record button on it as well as a field guide. And so we're hoping that everybody, particularly during Frog ID Week, which runs until the 18th of November, gets out there, hears frogs, presses record on the app, submits that to myself and the team here at the Australian Museum, and help us map the frogs of Australia, figure out how they're doing.
Yes, so to some members of our audience, it might seem a bit weird. Why should we care about frogs in Australia? Why is Australian Museum organising this?
Frogs are a really, really important part of healthy ecosystems around the world and in Australia as well. At the moment, we know that we have 240 species of native frog and, unfortunately, one introduced frog, the cane toad. And, unfortunately, we've already lost at least 4 species of frogs in Australia and many more on the edge of extinction. And we know what happens when frogs start to disappear, unfortunately, from the places where they have disappeared. So particularly in Central America, where there was really massive declines in frogs and extinctions about a decade or two ago, we know that the streams clog up with algae because the tadpoles were no longer there to eat the algae. And all the animals that rely on frogs for food, birds, mammals, reptiles, they then actually started to disappear, decline and disappear as well. And frogs also eat a huge amount of invertebrates, literally tons of invertebrates, including pest species. So even though individual frogs are quite small, they actually are a really, really important and big part of the ecosystem.
So what are the results showing from the Frog ID Week so far? How many years has this been running?
This is actually the first Frog ID Week, so it's really exciting. But Frog ID, the app and the project, has been going for about a year now. And in that time, we've gathered an enormous amount of information about the frogs of Australia. So we've had about 50,000 records of frogs put on the map from around Australia, which is an incredible amount, you know, from the middle of Sydney, you know, in some inner city suburbs, all the way to kind of the middle of nowhere, you know, in the outback. But this Frog ID Week is an attempt to get a very intense snapshot of frogs. So we're really asking, we're aiming for 10,000 records of frogs across Australia in this just 1 week. And we're hoping that with everybody's help, we'll be able to achieve that, whether that's just the frog that's calling away in your backyard, or whether that's the, you know, the big wetland down the road, or the national park a little drive away. We're hoping to put as many frogs on the map as possible.
Yeah, and it's great that the everyday Australian can join in and help you, but why don't you just quickly explain to us what your specific role in Frog ID Week and in general in this whole initiative is?
Well, I sort of fell in love with frogs when I was at university, and I've been working since then to try and do what I can, play my part. But I can't help frogs by myself. I really need everyone's help. So this project arose out of that. So it's a big project that involves the Australian Museum and lots of other people, and it's really a huge national sort of citizen science project that I have been involved in from the development, which has been, it's been several years in trying to get this project going. And I tend to be the one that talks about the project and about the frogs. And I'm really, really passionate about this project. So we've managed to get a huge amount of data on frogs, so identify frogs from their calls. So I do play a big role in that. So I sit with earphones on a lot, listening to frog calls that have been submitted from around Australia. Each species has a different call, and so it's my job and the other experts here to listen to those calls and identify those frog species and then the app lets you know what they are, so you will learn about all the local frog species, and also then look at that information and find the really important advances that we've made, like putting frogs on the map where there's never been any records of frogs before, realising that some frog species occur in different places to what we thought, realising potentially that some frog species aren't doing as well as they used to. We've definitely realised that the green tree frog, which used to be very common around Sydney, is no longer so common, unfortunately. And so that's sort of my role. A lot of the time at the moment is with headphones on, but that's the way I like it, listening to frog calls from around Australia.
Yeah, well, we really have that in common.
Contributing to frog conservation. Yeah.
So do you, just to wrap up, do you have a favourite frog?
I do like... there's quite a few frogs that have pretty fantastic calls. Most people kind of probably think that all frogs more or less sound the same, but there's an incredible diversity of frog calls out there, which is one of the reasons that we can identify them all to species, all 240. One of the frogs called the Wotjalum frog from northern Australia sounds a little bit like a crazy chicken, and I'm not even going to attempt to actually do that call, but I can definitely send you that call. You can certainly listen to that on the Frog ID app as well.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us today. Hopefully our audience is kicking it on board and help you track down the frogs of Australia.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really hopeful that we can get as many people on board as possible to help save our frogs.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.